What we gather from our observations, discussions, and movement in this landscape is a sort of fragmentation of the landscape. There are sincere efforts being made by various bubbles of organizations or groups of people to bring about a democratic landscape transformation within their own capacity. The need to network these groups, and most importantly, the local stakeholders of this landscape into a sustainable process, seems to be the need of the hour. We think that implementation of projects for socio-economic benefit through participation would be an effective process to bring about a cohesive, sustainable, and long-lasting landscape transformation. For this to fall in place, we propose the process model of participatory community innovation based on the lines of the Handbook for Community Innovation Promoters and the success we have had in various locations with this method in the EU and in the Middle East. The biggest challenge expressed by motivated groups is trying to get sustained and long-term participation from local people. In order to address this issue and ingrain the mentality of ownership and agency in local people, we propose starting bite-sized participatory activities that get people involved. The success of these projects would give people a sense of achievement, and they would be encouraged to expand their ideas to larger scales to meet their needs in the landscape. This kind of agency and empowerment would then attract more stakeholders with similar interests. The process of community innovation for local change can be simplified into 5 steps of planning and implementation, followed by revision or expansion. Empathy mapping and community mapping, the theory of change, the business model canvas, execution of the prototype or project or activity, and reflective follow-up or scaled expansion based on the KPIs and documented measurable effects.
The most important starting point for any project that involves different stakeholders is to map their various concerns and perspectives on the empathy map. By documenting these different perspectives and sharing them on a common platform, all stakeholders get the opportunity to understand the various pains and gains of each other for the issue being addressed. The ideal way to conduct an empathy mapping session is to bring all stakeholders together to do the exercise together. This is a good activity to introduce them to each other informally and develop a relationship and partnership to work forward in a cohesive way. The core of the empathy map documents the main pains and gains of each stakeholder. The coordinators and stakeholders could develop an empathy map for those participators in the landscape that do not have a human voice, like the nature itself or the flora and the fauna, the environment, and more. The theory of change synthesizes the empathy map, brings towards the main problem that needs to be addressed and the long-term goal that would be a solution to the underlined issue. The first step in the theory of change is to identify the problem to be addressed. The second step lies at the other end, which would be the long-term goal that solves this problem. With this definite framework in place, the steps from 2 to 7 guide the team to arrive at their goal. We will demonstrate these methods templates through a prototype example in a few minutes for you to better understand.
The business model canvas. With this template, one can easily bring out the most important aspects of any socio-economical and socio-environmental intervention. The core of the business model canvas is the value proposition. Apart from the value proposition and important aspects like the key partners, costs, and revenue that the intervention brings out, the business model canvas also makes sure that the intervention is designed to benefit intended target groups, has a definite positive socio-environmental impact, and has key for performance indicators to ensure a documented monitoring system that tracks the success or failure of the intervention or project. These first 3 tools can be used to guide an intervention, prototype, idea, or program of any scale or typology. They could be further complemented by more tools such as community map, if applicable, to map out all stakeholders and the related features of the space, to understand their relation to each other and their relevance in the space being considered. Likewise, the persona canvas can follow the empathy map to further highlight the detailed characteristics of each stakeholder to better understand their role expectations, and fears in the given situation. After the business model canvas has been studied, the project or activity planned can be executed. This would be a process in itself with its own timeline, starting from planning, funding, mobilization of resources, execution, and handover or completion. The project executed should be regularly observed based on the listed KPIs and the measurable effects it plans to achieve. Based on these observations, it becomes clear whether the approach needs revision or rectification, or if the approach is ready to go into scaled multiplication or expansion based on its success.
We will use one of our proposed prototypes for Darsena to demonstrate how the process of participatory community innovation for local change can work. The community map we created shows us the stakeholders that play a role in Darsena community. This map shows the relative locations of each stakeholder. We included adult and young residents, refugees, the municipality, port authority, tourists, associations and NGOs, as well as animals of kennel. Using the empathy map canvas, we documented and observed the pains and gains of the stakeholders, what they would like to get done, and what they say, hear, feel, and do. The animals of the kennel, for example, are tormented by the pollution from the land and water. They feel disturbed from irresponsible human activity and deprived of using their native landscape as they would like to use it. The younger local residents feel insecure from the abandoned old buildings that house antisocial activities. They find no space in the city for youth activity, and they think that the pop-up cafe at Darsena, along with its steak park, offers some relief to their needs. The NGOs taking initiative to activate many spots in and around Darsena struggle with space, governing authorities, and lack of sustained interest and participation from the local, from whom they create these facilities and activities. The municipality would like participatory projects to work on long term, and in keen to support such activity as they feel they cannot implement and provide all the facilities, activities, and infrastructure alone without the participation of the various stakeholders. The Port Authority is keen on increased tourist influx in the area, as they believe that the economic gains and possible cultural exchange coming from the tourism would highly benefit the locals and add value to the quality of life. However, these are not much considerations towards the effect of such expansions on the marine life and rich biodiversity of the immediate and surrounding areas.
Similar observations are documented for the other stakeholders, namely the refugees, the adult residents, and tourists. The idea would be to start with a small prototype that is easily executable while having a high positive socio-environmental impact. Based on our study of the community map and the voices of the various stakeholders, we observed the need for consistent long-term participatory activity. In the theory of change, we see how we can transit from our identified problem or task at hand to our goals. The key audience is identified first, based on which the entry points to the audience are designed. With this in place, it becomes easy to check out the steps to execute the exercise or project in mind. The measurable effects and wider benefits of the undertaking are important indicators for the observation of success or failure and impact of the project. You will notice that alongside every step, key assumptions are necessary to keep a realistic overview of the process in mind. Our first example is a small floating deck with seating and greenery placed in the water, with easy access for people to enjoy the waterfront and observe the marine life, birds and plants more closely. This would be a quick intervention that sparks interest in participatory construction, while having a long-term effect on education people about biodiversity, providing a valuable social space and improving the quality of the space around the waterfront. As you can see from the business model canvas for the floating deck, it can be created at a very low price. The value proposition it has, however, is extremely essential at present for the local community and youth. The impact it would have in increasing greenery and providing value to the water landscape is also high. It carries the potential of quick multi application due to its low cost of construction, low negative impact, and multifaceted positive impact on increasing green infrastructure, and special quality of the canal while providing space for activity, relaxation, education, and awareness towards the environmental and encouraging biodiversity.
A slightly larger intervention and prototype could be the participative construction of a green box using a single shipping container to plant more trees and provide more greenery to the barren area while providing a comfortable mini hangout in the mines of greenery. The model can easily be converted into a revenue-generating element by renting it out of small events of any category. This prototype also carries the quality of easy-scaled expansion or multi-application. The advantage of starting with small participatory prototypes is manifold. Getting people to participate and take agency is easier due to low cost and quick construction. This enables a sense of achievement and, more importantly, a sense of ownership and the empowerment in people towards their landscape. The small starting scale makes it possible to quickly modify a prototype if it goes in the direction of failure. It is also easily replicated or scaled if the prototype proves to be successful. The success of the prototype, which is more likely if it is planned using the participatory social innovation process, ensures that the people who participated will be interested for continued participation and will take charge of further development of the prototype into larger community and interventional projects. The importance of the revenue generating should not be undermined, as this aspect ensures the sustainability and continuity of any planned interventions. It also ensures sustainable participation of the revenue naturally benefited the participants as they are partners of the prototype projects or interventions. The containers are modular that can be shown in many interactions that are adaptable to the needs of community. The model multifunctional prototypes for intervention that are affordable and easy scalable, using a waste material that seeks to support intervention and context, they can test what intervention resonate most with the community.
The process of community innovation for local change can be adapted and used for interventions and projects that activate and empower social, environmental, and economic uplift of any space. It is an effective tool that can channel and streamline participation into realistic and realizable outcomes. As you can see, some of our prototypes can already be implemented in locations we have identified within a very short time span while contributing to a high positive impact towards social, economic, and environmental transformation. The wider benefits and long-term impact of starting from these small prototypes and bite-sized intervention can soon be visible and evident. For example, the visionary proposal of the landscape park can uplift the entire transect as an outcome of this intervention. We proposed a bite-sized entry into a larger and long-term challenge. By starting with small interventions that focus on public interaction and creation, we instill the opportunity for interest, education, and community building around regenerative and sustainable thinking. Throughout our week here, we have noticed sincere devotion to the well-being of this community and a desire of sustained connection and engagement, especially for the youth and all people of Darsena. We see potential for more connection in this neighborhood along the ports and for this idea to facilitate connection throughout Darsena and the entire canal. One example, the prevailing environmental risk of this area, such as flooding that affected Ravenna this past May, can be mitigated through long-term participatory processes. Risk of flooding are adjacent to our focus area within the center of Darsena, and we believe that models of blue-green infrastructure proposed as an example as one of the shipping container prototypes can spark interest in nature-based solutions for flooding mitigation while also providing habitats for local biodiversity. Taking responsibility of the landscape is something that can be instilled. Following this process can support ownership and sovereignty over the neighborhood. By offering a highly adaptable and simple model for participation and community building, we offer a clear opportunity to create a democratic landscape transformation in Darsena. Thank you so much for listening from our team. At this time, we invite any questions.